And right now we are going to the phones where we are joined by Mark Harper. He's the head of marketing for Revelation Media and here to talk about their film, The Pilgrim's Progress. Mark, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you with us. And this film is when it came out last year in 2019, but based on one of the great classic works. In fact, at one point, I think this was the second best-selling book in the world after the Bible, was John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. What do you think makes this story such an enduring story that has just appealed to generation after generation after generation?
So there's a couple of things. You know, this is one of the first books in print in American literature. In the early homes and pioneer days, you would find a Bible and you'd find a copy of Pilgrim's Progress. So it was a popular book for families to read together. But I think one of the other reasons it's so popular is this is one of the first early hero journeys of, you know, going through from one place to the other. And this preceded Chronicles of Narnia. This preceded Lord of the Rings. And, you know, not counting Beowulf, this is one of the great hero journeys. And so I think what I have found to be the case is that it's a prescriptive tale. If more people realize that, you know, when you become a Christian, you know, the journey doesn't end when the burden comes off your back like it does at one part in the story for Pilgrim's Progress. You keep going, and you're going to find hardships on the journey. You know, there's twists and turns, and there's obstacles, and there's people that get in your way and try to get you off the path. And there's also people that help you on the path, and God shows up in different ways along that path. So I think it's a prescriptive tale. I think it's an adventure tale, and I think actually I never read the book in high school. It was required reading back in the day when I was in high school, and I think I still owe my English teacher a book report on it. But when I saw the full animated version, it's like it finally stuck for me, and I understood the allegory back in the day. I think I probably read the Cliff Notes, but watching the allegory together as a family, I think, gives the family some framework to even talk about their faith as they continue to journey on through life. You know, how are you doing? Are you on the straight path? That kind of a thing.
And you guys are right now endeavoring to get this into over 100 different languages and make it available to missionaries around the world to help spread the gospel.
That's right. I've gotten to be a part of some amazing movies over the years. Before I worked on Pilgrim's Progress, I was part of the I Can Only Imagine marketing team. And what we love is when these stories can go out worldwide and touch people all over the world from just a limited amount of time that we focus on. And with Pilgrim's Progress, the first 20 languages that we're focused on are languages that are reaching nations that are restricted to the gospel. And so right now on watchpilgrims.com, families can see the movie for free. We've got 10 languages up, and you just choose your language as you go in. I spoke with a pastor last week that focuses on sign language, so we're going to be working on an American Sign Language version of the film. And I didn't realize what an underreached people group that is. It's just a joy to know that you put your time and energy into something, and it's going to go and touch lives worldwide for a long time. And that's really what motivated Steve and Robert to produce the film. They wanted to make a legacy project that would endure for generations.
Now, is this something that, you know, a film that maybe could get into some restricted countries that maybe a film like the Jesus film couldn't?
Yeah, I think anytime you're doing something for children, you have a better chance. And I think because it's animation, it's disarming, it's appealing, it's colorful, it's alive, and it's easier to translate. And so that's why they choose to do animation. They're actually working on an animated Bible, I think. I don't know how much time you've got on your show, but so yes, I do think that animation can travel further, and we do hope that this gets used in as many nations and languages as the Jesus film, for sure.
So if folks want to help out with this project and help you guys get this into all these languages, this is something you want to make free, as I understand, right, to missionaries, that you just distributed this to them that they could, you know, use in their work. So how can people help out in this endeavor?
Yeah, I think the first thing they can do is enjoy the movie together on watchpilgrims.com while the movie's up for free online. And then on pilgrims.movie, which is the movie website, any church leader or missionary can request permission to show the movie, part of their ministry. And that'll continue even after the movie comes off of the watchpilgrims.com. But when they watch the movie, there's a place where they could make a donation if they want to help the movie go out and reach more people. And, you know, we live in a sight and sound generation, and it's just a great way to experience an important story together.
So great opportunity right now. I mean, everybody's stuck at home, you know, looking for new things to watch, tired of streaming the same old TV shows and stuff. Great opportunity to see the movie for free. Is it watchpilgrims.com?
That's correct.
And so you can go there, check out the movie for free, and then have an opportunity to donate if you like and help them get this translated into, like you said, over 100 different languages, the top 100 languages of the world. Is that what you're endeavoring to do?
That's correct.
Very cool. I've seen about half of the movie. I got interrupted, so I didn't get to finish it, and I never got back to it. It was one of those things. But it is very well done. I mean, it's top-notch. The CGI is top-notch.
Thank you.
It looks like I don't know what it cost you guys to make. CGIs get kind of expensive, I imagine, but it looks like an expensive movie. It has that professional quality to it, and it really is an engaging story when you get into it, and, you know, a powerful story for anybody, not just kids. You know, I think as an adult, I was getting into it too. It was fun to watch.
There you go. That's
yeah.
Right. Thank you.
So once again, give folks the website so they can go and find more information.
You bet. So it's watchpilgrims.com, and our studio is revelationmedia.com.
And what other projects do you guys have coming up, Revelation Media? I realize it's kind of an interesting time for you guys. I'm sure some of your productions are kind of in hold right now, but do you have anything coming up that you're looking forward to that you can tell us about?
Absolutely. Our biggest project actually is a animated Bible. It'll be a full narrative Bible, motion graphic style. So graphic novels, and when you animate that and give that movement, and we don't add any characters or any dialogue that's not in scripture, and we hope to launch that either late this year or early next year, and got about 10 chapters finished, and the app is iBible, and you can go to i.bible to see a preview and to see a demo of this. So it's the 21st century, and the fact that we don't have a visual Bible that's free to the world is kind of surprising. That's actually our bigger project.
Wow, very cool. And what's the website to check that out again?
It's i.bible.
i.bible. All right, excellent. Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And thank you for your work and trying to get the gospel out to people and making this available to people at no cost. That's a wonderful thing. We really appreciate it.
Hey, good talking to you. Thank you.